Welcome to the website broadcast of Peace with Christ Lutheran Church. This Sunday, we are celebrating the Day of Pentecost, and Pastor Magruder is basing his sermon on the epistle reading coming from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. Additional readings for this Sunday include Psalm 68, verses 1 through 10, and the Old Testament reading coming from the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 24 through 30. The gospel reading for this Sunday is coming from St. John, chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. So here is a pastor, David Magruder, reading to you and with his sermon entitled Pentecost Every Sunday.
A reading from the book of Acts, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others mocking said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel, 'And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Where Jesus has his church, his gathering of those who call upon the name of the Lord, there too is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit and church always go together, and you cannot separate them. It is the Holy Spirit who calls you to faith in Jesus through the preaching of the gospel and keeps you in the faith through that same gospel. So also the Holy Spirit creates and sustains the church on earth, which is the only way to explain what happened through the events described in Acts chapter 2. Peter preaches that the events of Pentecost fulfill the prophecy of Joel, Joel chapter 2. The Holy Spirit poured out as promised for the gospel to go to all people and all nations. Mighty rushing wind, fire, the last days have begun. The end of time is upon the world, as the apostles are filled with the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel in comprehensible languages and dialects. They preach Jesus' death and resurrection in fulfillment of God's promises and for the salvation of the world. So, every time you hear the gospel preached in a language that you can understand, it's a Pentecost moment. The Holy Spirit is poured out on you, given to you, in the gospel read and preached. My words are spirit and they are life, Jesus says. But don't look for the Holy Spirit in wind and fire. That was unique for that one particular day. What remained and remains is the apostolic teaching and preaching of the gospel. Baptism in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins and being given the gift of the Holy Spirit through baptism, as Peter will deliver later in Acts 2. It's in the breaking of the bread, the Lord's Supper, and the prayers of the believers gathered around the physically present but hidden crucified, risen, and ascended Jesus. Do you recognize what this means? Pentecost happens every time believers are gathered together around as church, around the Lord Jesus, as he gives the gospel in the various and extravagant ways it's given, namely through the spoken word, in which the forgiveness of sins is preached to the whole world, through baptism, the sacrament of the altar, the power of the keys, and also through the mutual conversation and consolation we have as believers. Where the gospel is going out in those various forms, the Holy Spirit is going on, creating faith, sustaining faith in Jesus, gathering believers around Jesus as a gathered church. And the good news is precisely what the Holy Spirit wants you to believe, that Jesus died for you, that all your sin is forgiven because of Jesus. Now, many people, including the devil, know that Jesus lived, died, and rose. But the Spirit's unique work is to give you faith, to trust that Jesus' work is for you, so that you believe that Jesus lived, died, and rose for you. For you, the Holy Spirit is at work in, with, and under the gospel, the preached gospel. Through the gospel, the Holy Spirit works saving faith in Jesus when and where it pleases him, so that those who call upon the name of the Lord would be saved. Remember what Jesus says about the Spirit's work. It's in John chapter 14, verse 26. In John 16, verse 14, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will testify about him and that the Holy Spirit will glorify him. In other words, the star of the salvation show is not the Holy Spirit, but Jesus. The Spirit doesn't testify about the Holy Spirit. The Spirit does not glorify the Holy Spirit. Well, why not? It's because Jesus took on flesh and died on the cross. It is because Jesus bore all sin in his body and atoned for all sin through the shedding of his Good Friday blood. Jesus did the salvation job for you, achieved and accomplished salvation for you. The Holy Spirit delivers what Jesus won for you by his cross death and his death-destroying resurrection. He conveys the forgiveness Jesus accomplished for you. In his Good Friday, it is finished, atoning death on the cross. He delivers it to you in the word of the gospel. Jesus says so in John chapter 16. He will take what is mine and declare it to you. And how the Holy Spirit does this is remarkably simple. The Spirit does it through the word of Holy Scripture. Peter did it by preaching from the prophet Joel and the Psalms. Just read all of Acts chapter 2. The Spirit working through Holy Scripture, the preached word of forgiveness, the watery word of baptism, and the bread, body, wine, blood, word of the Lord's Supper given and shed for you for the remission of sins. The Spirit always works through the word of the gospel that Jesus himself has mandated to be done, given. The true Pentecostal church is not one that clings to extraordinary gifts of the Holy Spirit as a proof of faith, but clings to the ordinary gifts, the simple word of God. The church that baptizes in the triune name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and believes that all of the Trinity is granted to the believer. The church that uses the keys of confession and absolution and offers the Holy Supper of Jesus. Through these means, the Spirit witnesses to Jesus and glorifies Jesus as Savior for you. Now, our sinful nature, of course, doesn't want that, because it takes our striving and efforts out of the equation. It also seems less than exciting. So the old sinful self wants you to look for the Holy Spirit where he has not promised to be for you. When we follow the desires of our sinful flesh in these ways, looking for the Holy Spirit apart from the Word of God and in our own experience or emotions, in those ways we grieve the Holy Spirit, as St. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4. And grieving the Holy Spirit can only have a hellacious ending. So it's time for us individually and as the church to pray like King David in Psalm 51 when he was at church. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And only because of our go-between, Jesus, the Holy Spirit is not taken from us. The Holy Spirit stays with us. He doesn't forsake you or the church that clings to his word of the gospel. God doesn't go back on his word. He always calls us back to the Holy Spirited word of the gospel and gives Jesus Good Friday forgiveness, life, and salvation, and he does it daily and weekly. It's no wonder that the church has for nearly 600 years sung the hymn, Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord. It is a powerful prayer of faith, faith in Jesus to continually give us the Holy Spirit. Would you pray it with me? Come, Holy Light, guide divine. Now cause the word of life to shine. Teach us to know our God aright and call him Father with delight. From every error keep us free. Let none but Christ our Master be. That we in living faith abide in him, our Lord, with all our might confide. Alleluia, alleluia, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us all confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please join us in the prayer that the Lord has taught us, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us bow our heads for the collect for this day of Pentecost.
Let us pray. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.
Thank you for joining us here on our website broadcast here at Peace with Christ. Until next week, go in peace and serve the Lord.